Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette form an important part of every Muslim's life, and therefore he has to know these customs and etiquette the way they have been ordained and the way they have been mentioned in the Sharia. And there are many misconceptions which are found regarding many of these customs and etiquette. And the misconception that we're going to discuss today is that there are some people who think that mehr or dower, which is given to a lady by the husband at the time of marriage, this is something which has been fixed by the Sharia, and not only fixed, but they also say that the mehr which was given by Hazrat Ali Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu to Hazrat Fatima Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anha when they got married, this is an example which they set, and this is what they call as a Sharai Haq mehr or the dower which has to be followed in all costs because this is what Hazrat Fatima and Ali at the time that their marriage was solemnized, this is what they followed. And our scholars have even attempted to determine that exact amount. And it is said that it is equivalent to 150 tolas of silver. And in the time of Shah Jahan, it is said that when this was converted into the rupee, into the silver coins of those times, it came out to be 32.5 rupees of silver coins, of 32.5 silver coins of those times. And so therefore, it was, since the coin itself, the silver coin was regarded as the currency, as a rupee, so therefore, it is construed that this was the amount that was fixed, and therefore, we Muslims should also follow it. Now, it needs to be understood that at no place in the Quran has the Quran regarded mandatory upon a Muslim to follow any specific amount of mehr or any specific amount of dower. The Quran says that they have to be bil ma'ruf, which in other words means that whatever the custom and the conventions in a society are in regarding mehr or regarding dower, they can be followed, and they can be different in different societies, in different periods of time, and even in the same periods of time. So there is a complete leeway, a complete latitude given by the Quran in this matter. It is incorrect to say that the Sharia has fixed some specific amount, and the amount which is generally mentioned, as I said, is the amount which Hazrat Ali in his times gave to Hazrat Fatima. This is not correct. And as I said, the Quran has expressly stated that this amount is left to the circumstances of a society, to the conventions and to the customs of a society. It has not fixed any amount. It would also be pertinent here to say and mention the fact that mehr or dower in itself is a symbolic expression of the fact that a husband intends to take the financial obligation of his wife. So therefore, when he presents this amount of money or this amount in equivalent in wealth to her, to his would-be bride, he actually makes this solemn commitment and this solemn pledge that he's giving this as a token money. It's a symbolic expression of that actual amount that he would be providing for her every month according to the customs and according to her own needs. So therefore, we have to be informed on this also, that mehr in itself is a very important thing. It is a symbolic expression of the financial obligation which a husband owes to her, to his wife. And when he pays that amount, actually, he pledges the fact that he will discharge and carry out this obligation in a very faithful manner. And the bottom line is that this amount, this mehr, this dower has not been fixed or ordained in any way by the Almighty or by the Prophet himself. This has been left to the customs and conventions of every society. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات